Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We are on page 228. Siman Shin Yud Aleph is Dine Meis B'Shabbos, the halachas of a meis on Shabbos, U'Sha'or Tiltul Min Hatzad, and other halachos of Tiltul Min Hatzad. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Meisha Mutul B'Mokom Sheyorei Ola Mipnei Adleika. Someone died on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, and there's a mace that is in a place where you were afraid that the body might get burnt. There's a fire, and there's a mace there, so you want to get the mace away from the fire. So, im yesh kikar o tinok, if you have a loaf of bread or a baby, mitaltalo al yedehim. So you will move the mace al yedeh. We'll see exactly what that means in the Mishra. What does that mean, al yedeh? Through the baby or the loaf of bread, you will move the mace. Then ein lo kikar o tinok, if you do not have a loaf of bread or a baby, so then the next option is im yesh lo shtei mitos. If you have two beds, mitaltalo al yedei sheyavchenu mimita lemita dehavetiltul min hatzad. You will roll the mace over from bed A to bed B, back to A, back to B. You'll roll it over from bed to bed. And that will be considered tiltul min hatzad because you're not actually touching the mace that is mukta. That's option B. Vim elo lo zev lo zev. You don't have either option A, no kikar or tinok, or option B, you don't have two beds. So metaltalo tiltul gomer. Then you're allowed to move the mace straight away with your hands, tiltul gomer. Vichol zev ba'oso reshus. But the Mechaber ends and says, this is all discussing the Isra of Mukta, but you're all within the same reshus. That's when you have these three options. Next case of the Mechaber. Meis hamutal b'chama. Now it's not that you're afraid of a fire, but it's just the mace is sitting in the sun. So metaltalo mechamel etzel ba'oso reshus ayidei kikar tinok. Again, if it's within the same reshus, you're allowed to move the mace from the sun to the shade through a kikar tinok, which was option A from before. But here we don't have option B. Vim ein lo kikar o tinok lo yitaltaleno klal. No option B or C. You have the option of kikar o tinok. If you don't have that available, you cannot move the mace out of the sun. Afilu lahovcho mimita lamita de tiltul min hatzad shmei tiltul. Even to move the mace from one bed to another, like we said before, is not an eitz over here, because even though it's tiltul min hatzad is still considered moving mukta. So what's the chiluk? Why was it okay before? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah says, "V'ayin l'kamon b'simin zeh sevav ma'ita kante." Look later on in sevav. We'll see what the eitzah is. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sif katan alef kikar tinok." Eitzah number one: when you have a mace and you're afraid of a fire that's going to burn up the mace, is you move the mace through the kikar tinok. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adin shor chayfet shemutu l'taltel." The kikar or tinok are only examples, but the same thing would be true with any other item that is not mukta. The reason why we need to come on to all of this, and they didn't allow you to move the mace straight away. At the end of the day, the Mechaber said, if you know other eights, you can move the mace with your hands. So why are we coming on to the kikar tinok? Whatever we could do it in a more permissible way is better. It's true that at the end of the day, if we have to, we can move the mace with our hands away from the fire, but that's obviously not the best way, so it's obviously better to do it in a more preferred way, and that is through a kiko otinok. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kotlin Beis al yedehem, through the hands of the kiko otinok. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hainu shem maniach olav o etzlo. That means to say, you're going to place the loaf of bread or the baby on top of the mace, or next to the mace, umetaltalo imo, and you're going to move the mace together with the kikar tinok. Velominkar kolkach tiltul hamukta. It won't be so recognizable you're moving the mukta, af shegam hamesu mukta, even though of course it's true the mace is mukta, but it's not so nicker. Mipnesh metaltal shneem kechot, because you're moving the mace with something else, so it's less nicker that you're actually moving the mukta. This eitzah of moving mukta by the means of a kikar or tinok being on top of it or being next to it is only an eitzah for a mace alone, mipnei bizayon hamace, because we're concerned for the disgrace of a mace to be burnt up by a fire. This eitzah does not work when you want to move a stone to put a kikar or tinok on it. That will not be allowed. Kamo shekasa l'kamon v'sifhei, like we'll see shortly. In Sif Hey, Sif Katan Gimel. So the Mechaber said, if you have the two beds, so you're metaltla ideshi avchenum mita lamita davetiltumiratzat. So that was eitzah number two, moving the maze from bed to bed without moving it with your hands. The afa gav the tiltul minatzad gam kein shmei tiltul kashmetaltul tzar dover amukta. We saw this already a few times and we'll see it a lot again. And that is that tiltul minatzad, which is moving mukta through another item when you don't actually touch the mukta. That is considered tiltul and it's aser if it is litzarach ledover haaser. It's only mutter to do tiltul minatzad litzarach dover amutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Gimel. Even though tiltul minatzad is gam kein shmei tiltul kishmetaltul tzarot over amukta, over here you're trying to move the mace, so your goal is to move the mukta item. In that case, tiltul minatzad is aser. Kemosha kasev sevches, like we'll see later on. Mikomakom bidleika hitiru. However, in this case, when there's a fire there, they were matirit. Mitam, the reason is the odam bohul al meso. A person is very concerned for his relative that is mace. V'ilo shoris le, and if we don't allow him to move the mace in a way that would normally be aser to move mukta, which is tiltul minatzad tzar davar aser, asi lechabuye, we're afraid he's going to go ahead and extinguish the fire, which is obviously a more serious iser. That would be an iser daraisa. Uleinyan tiltul hamita achar shesilek hamesi mena. What about moving the bed after the mace is removed from the bed? So the mace was on a bed when Shabbos came in, and now you move the mace from the bed. Are you allowed to now move the bed freely or not? Talui bazes, depends on the following thing. Im hoya chai ben hashmashos, if this dead person was still alive before Shabbos came in during ben hashmashos, so then, then according to everyone, the bed did not become a basis during ben hashmashos, and once the mace is rolled off the bed is allowed to be moved to low nasis basis lemes. Because in that case, when the mace was not a mace yet during ben hashmashos, the bed does not become a basis to the mace. Kevan de lois katsoy ben hashmashos, since it was not muktzah during ben hashmashos. Ach im mace be'er Shabbos. However, if this mace had died already from before Shabbos, so then harosh oser, the rosh aser is moving the bed after the mace is removed because the bed is a basis. The hamor matir and the balam or says that it is mutter because you don't necessarily want the mace on the bed. Maybe you prefer to really be on the floor, and therefore, since you don't necessarily want it there, maybe it doesn't become a basis. And the balam or matir is moving the bed. However, v'imhoya daito mitchila, but if you had express intent from the beginning, sheyamuna chameis alea kala Shabbos, you plan on having the mace on the bed the whole Shabbos, v'achar kach silku mimena, and then they removed the mace from the bed, l'ku yal manasis amita basis v'asa l'taltala, there everyone agrees that the bed is a basis l'davar ha'asra, will be asra to move it. So if the mace was alive during Ben Hashmashos, according to everyone, it's mutter. If the mace was maced during Ben Hashmashos, and you had express intent that it should remain there the whole Shabbos, it's a sure bus, according to everyone. The machlokas is, you didn't necessarily have that in mind. The mace happens to be on the bed when Shabbos comes in. So there you have the machlokas between the Rosh and the Balam Ur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaidus of Katan Dalit. So we said that all these Eitzos, the Kikar V'Tinok, the metaltel memita lemita, or moving it with your hands, is all permissible to move the mace away from the fire if it's ba'oso reshus. Zata chavetz chayim, mashma mizeh, the clear mashmos of the mechaber is, de reshus acher, to move the mace to a different reshus, aser lahotzi b'chol gavni, in all cases it's forbidden. Not so pashit. Aval harbe achronim iskimu, but many achronim agree, da afilu l'reshus acheres shelo ervu imzeh, even to move it to another rishus that was not included in an erev with this rishus, o lekarmelus, or to move the mace to a karmelus, shori lahotzi mipnei bizayon hamace. These other achronim hold that from bizayon hamace, not only you're allowed to move mukta, you can also move the mace to a different rishus. Uleinim sarach lazeh kikar v'tinok, in terms of whether when you're moving it to a different rishus, you need also a kikar v'tinok, talya b'shtei deos ha'mavur b'sebeis, that will be dependent on two opinions that we'll see in Rosh Hashem tomorrow, in sebeis. V'yesh ma'achronim shekosu, there are some achronim that write, digam das ha'mechaber hukein, even though the Mishnah Berurah starts off and says the clear mashmos of the mechaber is that to move it to a separate rishus is going to be us no matter what, some achronim say that's not what the mechaber means. That even according to the mechaber, you can move the mace to a different rishus. Umashe kasa ba'osa rishus. I, the mechaber himself, says the moving of the mukta is only mutter in the same rishus. Ratzalomer, all the mechaber means to say is as follows. D'masha kasavnu milsa de psika. That which we said as a davar pashat, clear cut. The tzorach lechatchila kikar otinok, that you need to be moving the mace through a kikar v'tinok, hu dafka ba'osa rishus. That's when it's in the same rishus, that's when it's pashit, there's a maila of moving the mace through the kikar v'tinok. Aval kishem motzia l'rishus acher. But if you're going to move the mace to another rishus, kigon shad leikahu b'chol ha'chatzer. For example, you would want to do that because the whole courtyard is on fire. V'huchruch lotzio misham, you have to get the mace out of there. Oz lav milsa de psiku. There, it's not so pasha to use a kikar v'tinok. The yesh omrim the other rabba. Some say the opposite is true. The tov lo tzio below kikar v'tinok. Maybe it's better, they say, to not use a kikar v'tinok. Kedei lamait beisr hotzah. Because after all, you're moving to a different rishus, you're doing hotzah. So it's one thing to move the mace from rishus A to rishus B. Why would you add on a kikar v'tinok in your hotzah as well? And therefore, zaktim ishabura. Some say that the Mechaber does not mean like his Mashmos. The Mashmos is that another Rishus is always Aser. Maybe not. Say some Achronim. Maybe what the Mechaber means is even to another Rishus is Mutter. But that Nekuda that we're addressing using Lachachila Kikar V'tinok, that's only a Dover Pashit in the same Rishus. In a different Rishus, it's already not so Pashit because that's adding on to the Hotzah of the Mace. You're also being Motzi a Kikar V'tinok, which is very not Pashit. Like we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, Kamavur B'sitbeis. Therefore, the Mechaber just writes, Ba'osa Chotzer. That's where it's Pashit to move him through a Kikar V'tinok. But that doesn't mean the Mechaber holds you can't move the Mace to a different Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan, hey, case number two of the Mechaber, you have a mace that's not at risk of a fire, but it's at risk of getting burnt up in the sun. So it's a mace hamutu b'chama, mairi shadayin lo esriach. We're talking about a case over here where the mace did not start smelling. The concern is that if the mace stays in the sun, it's going to start smelling. And that's why the mechaber is more machmir in this case. Therefore, only in this rishus are you allowed to move the mace. And this is the mechaber l'shitasa, like we'll see tomorrow night in the beginning of Sibbeis. Avaladas ramah b'hagosham. But according to the Ramah that we'll see tomorrow night in the beginning of the Beis, the Hevidas Rashi of the Tur, that the Ramah brings a sheet of Rashi in the Tur, so gam b'mutl b'chamashu karav l'asriach, even if the mace is in the sun, and he's close to becoming masriach, nami shari lahotzi l'rishas acher, it's also permissible in that case to move the mace to a different rishus, v'chein pasak habach l'hokel, and so too rise the bach l'hokel. So again, this mechaber over here, is l'shitasa and sepeis, but the Ramah who argues over there would argue over here also and would say that taking with another rishus would be mutter. Sekatan vav. The reason we said in the case where the mace is mutl b'chama, you don't have eitzah number two of moving it from bed to bed, is because that is tiltul meratzad, and that's shmei tiltul, and it's not really allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekatan vav. Umitam ze osur litchof ayidei kana davar shu muksa. That's why you can't just take a stick and move muksa if you want to, because tiltul meratzad, if it's the purpose of the mukta, is considered aser. Ah, however, im dechifasahu mipneisha tzarach l'shtamish b'mokom shamuna po hamukta shari. If you want to take a stick to move mukta, not because you want the mukta in the other place, but because you want to use the place where the mukta is located, that is going to be the have tiltul min atzad l'tzarach v'mutter. That's mutter, because that is tiltul min atzad, meaning moving the mukta through another item l'tzarach davar hamutter for the purposes of the area which is the davar hamutter. That's permissible, like we'll see in Mirtz Hashem l'kama b'sevches. The Ayin Le'el B'Simin Shin Ches and Mishaburus of Katan Kuf Tesvav. I'd like to just read one interesting note, and that is note number 2 across on page 228. We said in the Mishabura in Sekatan Beis that you could move Al Yidei Kikar V'Tinok, you could be Metaltalo Al Yideihem. The Mishabura said you have two Eitzes. Either you place the Kikar V'Tinok on the mace or next to the mace. So note number 2 he writes, Ubibnei Kovet HaMace. Because of the honor of the mace, the Gesher Achaim writes, Sha'odif shelo laniach es davar ha-heter al ha-mace. Better not to put the davar ha-heter on top of the mace. Ela bitzido. Rather, it's better on the side. Kishiyesh nev sharas l'chach. If you have that option, you can either put the loaf of bread on the mace, or the baby on the mace, or next to the mace. Better to put it on the bed next to the mace, and not on top of the mace. That is more becovedic for the mace. However, Hachazanish kasav. Sheheter letaltel mace kasha munat dover heter al gabov. The whole heter of moving the mace when there's a dvar heter on top of it, humipnei shekishayochol lakachas as a dover amutru letaltel of neatzmo. Because when you have the option of taking the dover heter on its own and moving it, the ainul local and you don't take it by itself, nira hadover keilu hamuktzu utofelu bosses a dover heter. So then it appears that the Dover Muktzah that's underneath it is considered a secondary and a bosses for the Dover Heter. The Iker is the Dover Heter. Vishe Iker Tiltulahu Lutzar Dover Heter. If you have a Dover Heter on top of a Dover Muktzah, so you're moving the mace with a loaf of bread on top of it, so then it looks like the mace is servicing the loaf of bread, and that's why it's Mutter. Vahosavah Chazanish, Lefid Varon Yusheva's Kushas of Kiv Eger. Zat the Chazanish, according to my Pshat, we can answer with Kiv Eger's Kasha. What does he ask? Madua lo techoshev hamita shameis alav kikike v'tinok. Frak the kiveger. Why are you putting on a kikike v'tinok to move the mace? Agav the kikike v'tinok. It's on a bed, so move the mace. Agav the bed. That's the question kiveger asks. V'yemutu tatalas hamais machmasa, and you'll be able to move the mace because of the bed. V'hainu mishum shelo hutra adover rakish kikike v'tinok nimtzom agabi hamais. So says the Chazon Ish, the reason is because the whole heter is to move the mace with the loaf of bread of the baby on top of it. Via heter mitaltel aidea muktzah, and you're moving the heter through the muktzah, through moving the mace, you're moving the item that's on top of it. Sha'oz ha-mesu kibasis leheter v'tofel elov. Then we view the mace as a basis and a secondary aspect to the heter on top. V'ein lomar ken kishadavar heter hu mitaltel shlamis. We're not going to say that when the Dover Heter is underneath the mace, you can't say the mace is servicing the Heter when the mace is on top of the Heter. Heter, and the Muktzah is being moved Aidea Heter. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, really it's better for the Kikar of Etinok not to be next to the mace, it should be on top of the mace. When it's on top of the mace, unlike the Gesher Achayim, so then it looks like the mace is servicing the Kikar of Etinok. But if you just can have like your Rikvegas bother, just move the bed, and the mace and the bed are coming together, but that doesn't work because it only works when you have the item on top of the mace. But the bed is under the mace, so it looks like the bed is servicing the mace and the mace is the ikker. We want it to be that the mace is servicing the kikar v'tinok. They're the ikker, and that's only zat Chazon Ish when they are directly on top of it. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.